Good morning and welcome to Overeats Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Susan and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, 2025, and today we are reading from the Big Book, Continuing into Action. That's the chapter, page 75, the second paragraph. We pocket our pride and go to it through to walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. Okay, today's readers are Kara L., who will read the text, Shelley E., A Vision for You, and Luann C. is our backup. Our newcomer greeter is Alex K., and Jody E. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Tuesday, January 28th, 10 a.m. meeting, Eastern, that is 22,116. 22,116. And for this morning, Wednesday, January 29th, the 7 a.m. Eastern, is 22,118, 2218. OA Preamble. Overeats Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeats Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Terry G. to please join us and read the 12 steps of OA. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you for your service and welcome newcomers. Welcome home, everybody. This is Terry G. I'm a food addict and I am from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made a direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do service today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Terry G. in Florida. Next, I will ask Jan L. to please read the 12 traditions of OA for us. Thank you, Jan.
Good morning. This is Jan L. I'm a compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve. Pass.
Thank you so much, Jan. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the Big Book means to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter Into Action. We're on page 75, the second paragraph. We pocket our pride and go to it, ending with walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. And I will now ask Cara L. to start reading and sharing on this paragraph. Thank you, Cara.
Good morning. This is Cara L. from Long Beach, California. We pocket our pride and go to it, illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, we are delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone at the perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we begin to have a spiritual experience. The feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. We feel we are on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. Good morning, all my fellows. This is Cara L., recovered compulsive overeater in Long Beach, California. You know, and these are the fifth step promises. You know, it's scary, right? I wrote this fourth step and I was illuminating every twisted character, every dark cranny of the past, right? That's pretty scary with another person. And this last time when I had a big spiritual experience, I remember sitting in the car. There was one last thing that I was like, I didn't want to tell my sponsor, right? I was like, it'd been a deep, dark secret. And I told her and she laughed and made a little joke. And I was like, oh, the relief of that, right? And our fears fall from us. You know, we begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We have, you know, and the spirit, the promise of the spiritual experience, right? You know, we begin to have a spiritual experience. I get to experience spirituality. I get to experience, you know, working 10, 11, and 12 to become closer to a power greater than myself and to rely on that power. And I get experience the benefits of that. That feeling that the drink problem has disappeared, you know, that feeling that the food problem has disappeared, you know, yeah, it's true. You know, these promises do come true because I have that today. You know, I work to keep that closeness, to keep what I found, you know, after that fifth step. I have to work on that every day, you know, give service, sponsor, be sponsored, write my steps, you know, do my inventories and all, you know, everything that blocks me from a higher power, I have to do and clear. And I get these promises over and over. And today, that's all I want. I want to be on that broad highway walking hand in hand, you know, with a power greater than myself, with a higher power, and give each day to that higher power and to say, whatever you need of me this day, just let me know and show me how to be of service in this day. With that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Cara L. Okay, if you joined us midway, we are discussing the second paragraph on page 75. We pocket our pride and go to it through to walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. Although we value, excuse me, your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if this is your third day, you can star one unmute and please give me your first name, last initial, or the state or country that you're calling from. Who would like to share on this paragraph this morning?
Audrey C. in Virginia.
Audrey C. in Virginia. Was someone else, I believe, with Audrey? I didn't catch your name.
Kara B. from Michigan.
Kara B. from Michigan. Thank you.
Luann C. from Boise.
Thank you, Luann. Anyone else like to join this first lineup? All right, so here's where we will go. We'll go to Virginia first, to Audrey C., Cara B. in Michigan, and Luann C. in Boise, Idaho. So if everyone other than Audrey could mute their line. Thank you, Audrey. Go ahead and share with us, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. Go ahead. We can hear you. Audrey? Audrey, are you there?
I apologize. It muted me back. This is Audrey C., recovered compulsive overeater. This is such a beautiful paragraph to me. And while I dreaded sharing my inventory, the peace and serenity that immediately followed was just unbelievable. It was so freeing, and it helped me to see where others were sick too. But it was beautiful that it helped me to take accountability for my actions. And I became willing to change my patterns, and my food problems had just disappeared, it seemed. But mostly, it was the amazing feeling that I was not alone in this and that God was walking with me. I really love this paragraph. And thank you, everyone, for doing service. And thank you for letting me share. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Audrey C. in Virginia. Next, we're going to go to Cara B. in Michigan. Thank you, Cara.
Hi there. I'm Cara B. from Michigan. Oh, can you hear me?
You're good. Yes, we can. Thank you.
We win. Thank you. I'm Kara B. from Michigan. And I love this paragraph. I so much relate to it. The part that jumps out at me today is the part that says we can be alone at perfect peace and ease. And pre-recovery, I could not be alone at ease. Being alone with myself, alone with my thoughts was kind of terrifying. And so I did everything I could to numb out, to avoid, to distract. And I didn't realize how much emotional and mental and spiritual energy it took and still takes, actually, when I fall into that again, because I do sometimes, to push things down and ignore things instead of just bringing them out of the dark and into the light. and talking with them openly about them with my higher power and with another fellow. And there's so much freedom in releasing that. And when I do that, it removes the reasons why I needed to eat, because I'm not having to push it down. I'm not having to lie to myself. I'm not having to avoid or, you know, try to control or manipulate reality. I can accept life on life's terms, and I can know that even though I'm not perfect, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm honest with God and with someone else. And so it's so worth the price of admission. I know my first time I took a fifth step, I was just terrified. And one of the reasons I was scared was I thought that it would be evidence of what a horrible person I was. And that's not true. I am not my mistakes. I'm not the bad things I've done. I am a daughter of God with unlimited divine potential that did things to try and get by in this world, and that hurt myself and others. And God just wants me to get clear, to clear them out, so I can be delivered from the bondage of that stuff that binds me down and holds me back, and bring me to that place of neutrality. And I love the freedom that comes from that. The stuff that was a daily, hourly struggle in terms of the food, for the most part, most of the time, is gone. I'm in neutrality, and I praise God, and I'm grateful for that every day. With that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Cara B. in Michigan. Next, we are going to go to Boise, Idaho. Good morning, Luann C.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, everyone. Versus such a clutch paragraph, right? For me, the most important thing about the fifth step is the order of it. We admit it to God and to ourselves, and then we tell another person. And I had to get to that point where I conceded to my innermost self, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble here. And that's really all I had, was that admission and a sense of a presence that I had to trust to get the way out of this darkness. And it was like, you know, some power was released just in that admission, and just start trusting the instructions I was getting from this presence. I really couldn't even identify it as God or a person, but I knew that I had to just follow the way out. And then I could do things like, you know, have a fifth step, you know, and following this process today, you know, I look the world in the eye. I know who I am in the world. I'm a flawed human being, but I can face the world today. I am totally able to be at perfect peace and ease when I'm alone. And my fears have to fall for me on a daily basis. I wake up in fear, but I know now, you know, I've been sealed with this power so that I know that there is a way to face the world. And I feel the nearness of my Creator every morning when I'm in my, you know, prayer and meditation time. And I did have tons of spiritual beliefs and philosophies that I had built over the years, and I tried to comfort myself and get power just by going over those beliefs, but that never worked. But now I have a spiritual experience of power to face life. And totally the feeling of the food problem, that whole complicated thing, that has disappeared. And I feel like I am on this broad highway, you know, with all my fellows, with you, walking this way of life. So I'm just so grateful every morning, and I'm grateful to have a chance to share on it. That has been my experience. And anyway, thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Luann C. in Boise, Idaho. So in case you came in midway, we read the second paragraph today on page 75. We pocket our pride and go to it through to hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. And that's the paragraph that we are commenting on. So if today is your third day, feel free to star one, unmute, and give me your first name, last initial, and the state or country that you're calling from this morning. My pen is poised and I am ready.
Sherry
H.M.
Loretta H.
Loretta H., where are you calling from, Loretta?
North Carolina.
Okay, and then was it Lisa C? There was another voice after Loretta.
Josephine?
Hi, Josephine. Yes, from the Caribbean. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Anybody else like to join this lineup? We have time.
Jan C. Denver.
Jan C. in Denver. Okay. Take one or two more names.
Mo K. Mo. California.
Thank you, Mo. All right, so I have Sherry H.M. who will tell us where she's calling from because I'm blanking, Loretta H. from North Carolina, Josephine from the Caribbean, Jan C. from Denver, and Mo K. from California. So if everybody other than Sherry H.M. could mute their line. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Susan. Thanks for your service. This is Sherry H.M. calling from Washington State. My favorite part of this paragraph is the feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. I remember when I was new in the program and I thought, oh my gosh, there is absolutely no way that would ever happen to me that I could be able to get off of, the foods that I need to and also kind of, forget about them and that. I just thought, these people do not know how big my problem is, how deep this sugar, especially for me, it just had control. Like the big book says, they talk about king alcohol, and mine was king sugar, where it talks about that part in the big book. And, it is an absolute miracle that I just don't think about it anymore. I don't even, even if I see it, even if I hear about it or see it or whatever, I just don't think about it. And it's such an absolute miracle. And that's this whole program. My favorite sentence in the big book is, God did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. So I want to encourage, especially the new people that are thinking, oh man, I can't do this. You're right. I can't. Higher power / for me, it's God can, and I'm going to let him. So keep on keeping on, and thanks so much, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Sherry H.M. in Washington State. Next, we have Loretta H. in North Carolina. Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you so much, Susan, and thank you all along with my precious God. You do save my life. I'm recovered in North Carolina for today. And welcome, welcome to the newcomer. I appreciate you're here because you are walking in the door to save my life. So this step is principle, is integrity. And as we begin this work, it's, the first step is honesty. And I have been felt a good girl, but did I have the altruistic integrity? And that's what this step makes me look at. My fear was to be found out, to lose something, not get what I want. And that is why, and when I did this step, I had to look at my values, but also my just my integrity of really what am I looking at. And it talks about the nooks and crannies, and I always think of that as an English muffin. So, but the nooks and crannies, actually, there's a lot of edginess in them, and there's a lot of infection, in them, and that is what has to be removed. And integrity is wholeness, and wholeness for me is being truly, and I've had to do many fifth steps because I feel as though I am an honest person, but sometimes I have to really look at what my honesty is trying to do for me instead of what I can do for others. So I just have to look at that word integrity and really in that fifth step. And I only get relief in that fifth step is when I can see the change and others can see the change. Because my first fifth step, you know, if we're painstaking, I wasn't amazed, but I and other people did feel that little bit of change. And with God's grace and mercy, you know, I've been out of the food for over 8,000 some hundred days. I count my days just because it is one day at a time. But it's only because of God's grace and doing these steps, as somebody else said, in order. And I go through them. I actually do every step almost every day because there is something that I need to look at. And the principles need to be positioned in my platform every day. And that's what, especially the integrity, I have to be. You know, I'm honest, but sometimes the integrity is...
It's time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was Loretta H. in North Carolina. Next, we have Josephine in the Caribbean. Josephine, please unmute and share with us. Thank you. Star one.
Hey, I'm Josephine, a newcomer from the Caribbean. This is my first time on a live Vision for You meeting. I am so grateful to be here, grateful to higher power, because I've been trying for days. I tried WhatsApp, I couldn't get on. I tried my phone number, I ran out of credit. I signed up for Skype, it kept saying you're blocked. I prayed just now, and apparently somehow I figured out how to put in my ID, caller ID. That came up, and so I got in on Skype. So if anybody comes in the future and says they can't get in on Skype, then they need to put in the caller ID. So I'm grateful to be here. So happy to be here. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Josephine in the Caribbean, and welcome. All right, next we're going to go to Jan C. in Denver. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, everybody. I have a little laryngitis, but I want to speak this morning. I am so grateful to be here. This is Jan C. from Denver, Colorado, newly moved here from Casa Grande, Arizona. Big move. Big change in my life, and a huge change in my life came when I joined a big book study in 2023, and I really completely surrendered. And when I did my fifth step that time, I uncovered something to my sponsor that I was sure I would take to my grave, and I just couldn't live with it anymore, and it had to do with my sister and when we were young. And then I made an amends to my sister, and she so graciously accepted it and didn't even remember the situation. Well, as a result of this and the thoroughness, you know, as I look at this paragraph, I think there are 8 promises in here. I've numbered them, and I'm not going to go ahead and read them, but I certainly have a neutrality toward food now that I never had before. And God did for me and keeps doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. I've been abstinent since August 1st of 23, so a little over a year. And I've been in this program for about 34 years. I did inventories in the past, and I had good sponsors. But I had a new awareness as when I joined a big book study. And I'm just so grateful. And something else that I'm doing now is I'm really practicing, and I'm not good at this at all, but I'm practicing, you guys, doing one or two 10th steps each day. And I'm so grateful to be here this morning. Thank you for your support and everybody who's doing service.
Thank you so much, Jan C. in Denver, Colorado. Next, we're going to come back to California. Mo K., good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan. Hi, everyone. It's Mo K. calling from California. compulsive overeater and so grateful to be here. I first also want to welcome the newcomers that we're so glad that you're here. I was struck by when, first off, the pocket our pride. And I didn't realize how much pride I had when I came into the room that took this program to unveil what I had. And I remember as I was going through the fifth step, there was like a physical feeling of having to surrender and let down my guard. And that I knew my sponsor, who was taking my fifth step, would receive it lovingly and graciously and not judge me and not say, how could you, and all these things. But I had to let down the guard and let someone in. And then I began to see what my part was so I could change things. And I like how the dark cranny, you know, my sponsor likes to say, we're really sweeping out the cobwebs. And I had to go back to a fourth, fifth step again. And it was then when I discovered there was more things I was hanging on to. And that's when I started to feel this freedom and things were lifting. And I also like how it says the promises that are here about looking the world in the eye and our fears fall from us. And before this program, I mean, I lived in fear so much that I was trying to control life and that I simply couldn't. And so I think this is a gift when I came in, I thought just by being in the meetings would be enough. I had to get a sponsor and work the steps, and actively working the steps is what led me to this change. And last thing, I just like how it says about the spiritual experience, that it's different than spiritual beliefs, that it's really showing me how to live my life in a way. I think it's just a whole new way of living that I never knew was possible. And I had to surrender to a new experience because what I was doing was not working. And what I found in this program certainly has, and it's changed my life. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Moke in California. All right. So just a reminder, although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. And again, page 75, second paragraph today, we pocket our pride and go to it. So we certainly have time for several more shares this morning. So feel free to star one, unmute, and give me your name, please. Very quiet group this morning.
Hi, I'm Sydney. Hi. From California.
Okay, Sydney, what's your last initial?
G as in girl.
Okay, hold for 1 second and we'll see who else comes on. Who else would like to join Sydney in this round of shares?
Barbara A., California.
Thank you, Barbara.
Linda G. from Alabama.
Thank you, Linda. Anyone
Jody
else?
Jody E.
Jody E. Hi, Jody. Thank you. All right, pause that.
From California.
I missed your first name.
Beth K. from
Beth.
California.
Thank you, Beth. Okay, we'll pause there. I have Sydney G, Barbara A, Linda G, Jody E, and Beth K, and we'll see where we go from there. So if everyone other than Sydney could mute their lines, please share with us, Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sydney. I'm from a different program, but I've struggled with compulsive overeating, like, for over 10 years, longer than I've really struggled with anything else. I'm almost done with my fifth step in another program, and I just thought it was cool that I got on here this morning. And that's what you guys were sharing about, and I just, like, I was reading the fifth step promises, and it's just nice to hear like this reiteration that we begin to have a spiritual experience. Like, I'm not like, I don't have to feel completely surrendered and serenity and all these things. Like, I'm beginning, like, I'm claiming spiritual progress. That's what my sponsor told me about the fifth step, and I'm really grateful to be here. I struggle with this compulsive overeating, and I've just been asking God to take it from me. And then I'm just realizing, like, yes, God does these, like, God does have the power to take this from me. I don't have the power to do this on my own, but I do have to show up to meetings and to share and just participate in my recovery and be honest with somebody. And so that's why I was like, all right, I'll share this morning. So thank you guys for being here. And thank you for listening to me and letting me share.
Thank you so much, Sydney G in California. Next, we have Barbara A in California. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for your service. So grateful to be here, to be abstinent and a recovered compulsive overeater for today by the grace of God. This paragraph is the paragraph that I use with my sponsees. This is the last paragraph we do before I ask them to start their step four and we go into the step five. That's just how I work with my sponsees. That's how my sponsors taught me. And the line that I'm sticking out to me is, our fears fall from us. Yeah, our fears, there's this beginning of trust. I have worked with my sponsees to this point, and there's a trust, and there's a willingness, and there's this continuity. They've been calling me on a daily basis, and we've been working up to this point, and now they're ready to write down all of their, write down all their resentments and their fears and their harms and sex conduct, everything. And when, during this period, the fears do fall from me, I also reflect on that we feel we are on a broad highway walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. That, of course, makes me think of our last paragraph in A Vision for You, that I am just on this highway. I am avoiding the pitfalls, and I am looking for the safe path, which others have, gone before, and I'm holding on to their hands, and they're offering their hand, and I'm offering my hand. I look so differently at the way that I work my program today. Before, it was like, I'm your sponsor, you have to do what I say, and you're going to do it exactly the way I say it, or you're not going to be able to recover. And just being able to just walk this highway, put my hand, I've been here before. I can relate. I know what you're going through. Or it's funny. I don't know if there's ever anything I couldn't relate to with a sponsee. I'm just so willing to tell my story and to share my story and to take on a sponsee who wants to really work this program. So grateful to be here today. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Barbara A. in California. Next, we have Linda G. in Alabama. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you. Excuse me. This is Linda G. from Alabama. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater and anorexic. This paragraph really got to me. They all do. But I remember when I did my fourth step, I felt better, but I didn't feel this huge sense of relief. And when I was making my amends, I made them to each of my two husbands, and it was like I knew I had been wrong, but I didn't feel I had been wrong about things. And as I've gone through program and since that time, I've learned more, and now I can feel why I was wrong. And they're both going on my fourth step. I'm working the steps again this time because I deserve it, and in a positive way. I deserve to be able to let go of these feelings. And once and for all, and I need to recognize the pattern that drove me to the behavior that I developed and used. It was
invalid. It was incredibly bad coping mechanisms that led me to do what I did. And I was not in a program at the time, and I had nobody to help me, nobody to point out what I could have done better. And I had no friends and nobody to really listen to me about what was going wrong. And I tried talking to one woman, but she was very close to my husband, and she was shocked that I felt the way I did and horrified. And she was like, "No, he's a wonderful man. You can't feel that way about him." And I'd like realized that there was no talking to her. So I need to recognize my behavior on a spiritual level. And that's what this new fourth step is going to do for me. And then I will, I know, feel the effects the way I'm supposed to feel them. And my higher power, I know, is working with me through all of this. I have been feeling angry, thank you, at my higher power, but I need to resolve that because it's not his fault. The blame rests squarely on my shoulders.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next, we have Jody E. in California. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jody E., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. So these beautiful, beautiful promises in this paragraph are often called the fifth step promises, which they are. But I just want to tell you about an experience I had working step three. I was at a World Service OA convention in San Francisco, and I think it was about 1995. And I was in a lot of turmoil at the time in my marriage. And I went to this convention just not knowing what to do about my marriage. And every meeting and workshop that I wandered into at that convention happened to be on step three. And somehow I really took step three that Saturday. I turned my will and my life over to the care of God unreservedly, with abandon. And these promises describe perfectly what happened. I was delighted. I could look the world in the eye. I could be alone at perfect peace and ease. My fears and my obsession about the marriage fell from me. I began to feel the nearness of my Creator. I had a spiritual experience, a very big one. The food problem disappeared. Really did. Temporarily. This lasted for about 2 weeks. It was phenomenal. When I came home, my husband and I, he was angry at me, but it didn't matter. I felt all this love for him. And that lasted for 2 weeks. What I failed to do was to continue with the steps. But I just wanted to mention this because sometimes I hear on this line that the third step is just like not that significant. That we have, you know, we do have to move on for sure. But it is a very significant step and a wonderful effect can be had from the third step as well, as described by these fifth step promises. Thank you. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Jody E. in California. Next, we have Beth K. in California. Thank you, Beth.
Hi, I'm Beth K. from Sacramento, California. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. And I want to thank everybody who shared already this morning. I've gotten so much from this meeting. The bit that sticks out to me today is we can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us.
we begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. I had this experience just recently going through the steps with a sponsor again in this program. The way the first 100 did it in Alcoholics Anonymous, as quickly as possible to get a better relationship with my higher power. And I just want to talk about, you know, the very first time I did the steps over 25 years ago in another program, my sponsor did it with me this way. I didn't recognize that that's what she was doing, but she was moving me through these steps so that I could find a power greater than myself to solve my drink problem. And I did the steps thinking that drink was my problem. And I got relief immediately and completely. What grace that is. But what I failed to recognize for many years that I am my problem. Drink was just a symptom. And so other things that I already had problems with out in the real world, out in the world I have to deal with every day, became obsessions and compulsions as well. And I tried to do the steps on those things in that other program, but failed. And until I could accept that I needed help from a new program, and this one in particular, OA, I couldn't get recovery. And this time I became completely willing to give my will and my life, all of my life, not just my problem with drink, drugs, and food, over to my higher power, but my whole life, everything about myself, everything about the way I am. And do the fourth step with that in mind. And oh my God, the relief that I got was immediate with the fifth step, immediate. I've always had a relationship with a higher power, who I call God, since doing the steps the first time. But this time, he's with me all the time. And I just want to say I'm deeply grateful to this program, and especially to the folks that work the Visions program. You've given me great hope and relief. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth K in California, and perfect timing. And I'd like to thank Team Wednesday for the month of January, Cara L., Shelley E., Luann C., Alex K., Jody E., Terry G., Jan L., and Joanne wasn't here today, but she was part of the team. If you are new, please stay on. And if you're an available sponsor, please stay on when we close the meeting. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read a vision for you for us? Thank you, Shelley.
Absolutely. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.